went to St. Praxitus in Rome, is it?
Yeah, and it's actually a high-order church, but it's squirreled away in the far end of a neighborhood, and you don't even enter it by the main door. You enter it by the side door. And sort of the history of St. Praxitus, and it's a beautiful church, is that St. Praxitus was a daughter of a fairly high noble in the government, and she decided that a lot of the bones of the martyrs weren't being preserved, and she collected the bones of the martyrs and built them into the side walls of the church. So they would always be preserved in a sort of a sacred space. And there were actually fountains in the church where she would try to preserve the blood of the martyrs, which didn't last for a long time. But in the church right now, there are like marble plaques in the floor that say this is where the various wells were. Because this church is quite old. It's like maybe 800, 900, as opposed to like 1,000. And it's a glorious a lot of gold mosaics, but really vaulted. And she is buried under the altar, and you could actually go into the crypt and see where she's buried. And it's very interesting. And people come from like Eastern Europe as a pilgrimage to this place. And so I really didn't know it was a pilgrimage spot, but the one of the days we were there, the whole church, which holds maybe about, it's a goodly size, probably about 500 people, was full of pilgrims from Poland. So it's a worthwhile artistic endeavor just to go to the church, but then they actually have in the side of the church, they have a piece of what they believe is a piece of the cross, and it's like in this sort of like Byzantine designed off chapel, and the mosaics are unbelievable, you know, because it shows only women saints and priests, and they're indicated by whether they have a round halo or a square halo. And it's
so there are depictions in mosaic of women priests,
right, and women bishops.
And the round and the square designates what?
I don't remember. But I brought a book back
women.
That I gave to Gabrielle. Yeah.
Wow.
A whole book on exactly with all the mosaics. I figured it was something she would need in her library.
Very good.
So it's
and this was this past summer.
Yeah, so we had a good time because of my wife's first journey to Italy. And I went with my 26-year-old daughter, and we've been there before, so it was like taking my wife to show her. We knew everything, but we didn't know Praxis.